All right, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by our friends at Simply Auto LLC. Check them out on Stadium. They're south of Interstate 555 in Jonesboro. You can check them out for your next vehicle purchase, where you can get guaranteed credit approval and check out their full inventory right now online at simplyautollc.com. That's Simply with an I.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, crew.
Hey, hey.
What's happening?
Kelly Perry, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I have got to quit watching The Walking Dead right before I go to sleep, because last night I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning, well, I guess this morning, thinking I was being chased by a zombie.
That's not good.
I do it all the time. I've got to stop watching it like right before I go to bed.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. That's why I kind of avoid those kind of shows, because I'll have nightmares no matter what time I watch it.
Well, guys, the Coach Bellotto era is officially here at First National Bank Arena. The home opener is tonight. Tip off at 7 o'clock. You got to go and check out this team, man. They're good.
So the last thing we did last night was my wife found an ad for a dog.
There it is.
And it looks like we'll be picking up a new addition to the family later on today. So that's how my night went. And somehow I was so excited at the end of the night for Kai, because he was so excited. It's the breed he's wanted, so we're kind of excited to be able to hook him up with that. You guys ready to hop in the Wayback Machine?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it real quick. On this date, 1995, the number one song in the country was held by the king of country, George Strait.
And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by
the hand. And somehow he still comes across the school, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes.
Number one on his dates in 1995.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Three things you need to know with Brandon Baxter in the morning on the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Well, there was a really sweet sight in Texas as hundreds of mourners crowded into the tiny town of Sutherland Springs for the first Sunday service since the gunman stormed the First Baptist Church a week earlier.
Arkansas Razorbacks quarterback Cole Kelly has been arrested for driving while intoxicated, careless driving, and other offenses in Fayetteville. The police report says the 20-year-old refused to take a breathalyzer test.
And the Arkansas State men's basketball team play their home opener tonight against Abilene Christian at First National Bank Arena. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 on 107.9
KFIN. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every year People Magazine does the sexiest man alive, and there's a big rumor out today on who the person gracing the cover is going to be, and he's a member of the country community.
Soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine.
The rumor is it's Blake,
I'll be
y'all.
Your okay. You be my sunny day.
He has that confidence.
I'll be your shade tree.
To be
you
sexy,
be
you have to have the confidence.
I'll be your heart.
And he has that confidence.
Every time I hear that song, I'm standing in the pouring on your front lawn. And ooh, I still think about you.
What do you think? The sexiest man alive, Blake Shelton?
I mean, I think it's a good choice. I think there's better choices, though.
Who'd be a better choice?
Channing Tatum.
You think he's the sexiest right now?
Yes.
My wife would probably say Adam Levine. David, who would you say is the sexiest man alive?
Oh, I've got to say Jason Momoa, right?
Oh, my goodness.
He's got to be the guy.
It's all based on the second episode of Game of Thrones.
And the Aquaman trailers.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty good, too.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, as a guy who wants to work out, that's, like, one of those guys you're like, dang, he's built like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I see The Rock and Girls Love The Rock.
Mm-hmm. Well, The Rock won it last year.
How long's this been going on? The sexiest man alive.
Well, I did a little bit of research. Goes all the way back to 1985.
Who was the first one?
You guys would never guess who the first one was.
From 85?
Yeah, think about the big stars from 1985.
I know it.
Kurt Cameron.
Good grief.
Oh, gosh.
Sylvester Stallone.
That's a good guess.
Good one.
Yo, Adrian!
And I was thinking maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Not the case. Mel Gibson.
He is attractive, though. He's always been very handsome.
But really...
Rewind it 22 years, and he's much more attractive before people kind of figured out some stuff about him.
Correct.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Has there ever been another country star that won, like Tim McGraw or somebody like that?
No one's ever won. In fact, only one other music artist has ever won. That was Adam Levine in 2013.
Really?
Yeah, so it's basically all actors all the way through.
So you know if he does get, if it is Blake, how much... He's going to talk trash to Adam Levine.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Like, it's never going to end this year.
So the sexiest man alive, it appears, is Blake Shelton. The rumor is that it's going to be Blake, and he's going to be on the cover of the magazine. But I think we all have different opinions on who is sexy. David thinks it's Jason Momoa. Kelly thinks it's Channing Tatum. Let's open the phone lines. You want to?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Who should be on the cover of People's Sexiest Man Alive issue? 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The rumor is that Blake Shelton will be on the cover of People Magazine's issue, The Sexiest Man Alive. So our question was, if you were the publisher, who would you put on the cover? 870-935-KFINE is our number. Hey, who's this?
Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. So who would you put on People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Okay, there would be two that I would have to choose from.
Okay.
It's either Charlie Hunnam or Ryan Hearn.
So the guys from Sons of Anarchy would make her list.
Gotcha.
870-935-KFINE is our number. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
All right, guys, there is a source saying that Gal Gadot is refusing to do the Wonder Woman sequel. So are you upset, David?
That is a little bit upsetting.
Okay, but that is if this guy, Brett Ratner, is one of the producers. So apparently he's one of the guys that is being accused of sexual harassment. Well, that's not cool with Gal, right? So she says if he's still in the production, she's not going to do it. So what do you think that they're going to do?
Oh, they're going to go with Gal Gadot, right?
Right.
How do you say her name?
Gadot.
Gadot.
Yeah.
They're going to go with Gal Gadot.
And basically, she says the way to hit people in that industry is money. And she knows that Warner Brothers is probably going to side with her.
There you go.
Well, looking at your weekend box office, Thor Ragnarok was number one once again, reeled in nearly $57 million for a total of $211 million in 2 weeks. Coming in at number two, new this weekend, Daddy's Home 2 with $30 million, and then Murder on the Orient Express was a close third at $28 million.
And Taylor Swift was on SNL over the weekend, and people were going nuts. She has the microphone with the snake on it.
Yep.
If you want to check out her performance, you can check it out on her Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Taylor Swift on SNL. And every morning on KFIN, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The sexiest man alive, is it Blake Shelton? The rumor is he's going to be on the cover of People magazine. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. What's the response looking like?
Well, we have a couple of people already. Holly Kellett says Dave Franco. In fact, she left us a GIF of Dave Franco, so if you want to go check that out on Facebook. We have Brett Eldridge on there. Kelly loves that.
Yes.
And Luke Bryan, too. So we have a couple of country stars in there.
There you go. Sexiest man alive. Who should it be? If you were the publisher of People magazine, who would you put on the cover? 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
People magazine, the big cover. The rumor is Blake Shelton's going to be the sexiest man alive. So our question to you was, if you were the publisher, who would you put on the cover? So Jennifer Dollar says Brett Eldridge. We have Sarah Cole who says Brett Eldridge for sure. Tabitha Burcham says, what kind of question is that? Luke Bryan, of course. Ashley Wood posts Sam Hunt. Kara Mullen says Luke Bryan. And Lee Cameron says Tom Hardy. Or Ed Hardy because she loves his shirts.
What I love is some of these ladies are posting the actual pictures and GIFs of who they think should be on the cover, not just their names.
Yeah,
so keep on posting, ladies.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There is no cooler feeling than getting on camera, right? You know, you have this camera looking at you. It's just a neat sensation.
Yeah, I posted my first interview of all time last week when I was 10 years old.
Exactly. Well, there was a reporter doing a story on this really busy intersection in a city in Georgia. She was basically asking people what they thought about it, and there was one guy who just couldn't resist getting on camera. But it turns out this is a guy who had just robbed a bank.
Oh, that's probably not the best time to get on camera.
Not at all.
The last time I robbed a bank, I didn't want to be on camera.
But he decided to jump on camera, do the interview on a live broadcast.
Oh, jeez.
And she had no idea he just robbed a bank either. Well, after the interview, he said, hey, I'm going to go rob another bank. So bank robbery, camera interview, another bank robbery. Well, police managed to track him down and arrest him post-interview. And now, Rod is kind of sitting around waiting on his interview from jail.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And this, once again, proves that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've never heard somebody complain so much about Christmas as I've heard David complain today.
I know.
My legs are killing me today.
Your legs are sore. Were you up and down getting the tree out of the attic or something like that?
No, it wasn't anything like that.
Did you do squats?
No, I didn't do any squats.
Did you squat a tree?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
He actually holds an ornament.
Yes.
This is so heavy. I can't do it.
He thought it was a kettlebell.
Yes.
No, I ended up going out to a little bit of Christmas. It was at the Convo or First National Bank Arena.
Yep.
But I will say this. Good thing I was a Pike at A-State because I had to park there to walk up to the Convo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was busy this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. It was so packed, which is awesome to see. But there were so many vendors out there, and we had to stop and look at every single one of them and see what they had to show us. So it was all around the concourse, then going downstairs, looking all around that, then going back upstairs. So today, I feel like I squatted a Christmas tree.
Man. Mm. Did look like a good weekend. A little bit of Christmas. The holiday season is here, y'all.
It is.
Which for me just means it's time to get ready to eat.
Oh.
Expand the waistbands.
For sure.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we get to make a big concert announcement this morning. Are you guys ready for it?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So the clock says 7 o'clock, right? That's the official concert release time for a show coming to the Verizon Arena in Little Rock, Saturday, January the 20th. Tickets go on sale this coming Friday morning at noon, okay? We're talking about the Honky Tonk Highway Tour featuring Alan Jackson.
Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream, 'cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing.
David.
Yes.
Your girlfriend.
She is on her way to work right now, and I know she just lost her mind.
She's a huge Alan Jackson fan.
She loves Alan Jackson.
The newest inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Jackson in Little Rock on January the 20th.
I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Tickets on sale Friday morning.
It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Anybody want some cornbread and chicken?
That's where I come from. It's cornbread and chicken where I come from. A lot of front porch picking where I come from. Trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven where I come from.
I can tell you right now, I know where David's going to be on January the 20th.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Little Rock.
Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love.
I've seen Alan Jackson in concert. From my seats, I was on the floor probably 10 rows back. He looks like he's 9 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Andre the Giant's kid. He's a giant. Alan Jackson, the Honky Tonk Highway Tour, January 20th in Little Rock.
Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute.
Where are we, Kelly?
Yeah,
Jackson and Little Rock. Tickets on sale Friday at noon at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning, 107.9 KFIN.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Monday, November the 13th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lynn Clayton, who's from Wynn, celebrating her birthday today. Sandra Hertz of Jonesboro, 46. Christy Jones of Jonesboro, 39. We have Jada Knowlton of Jonesboro, turning 10 years old today. And Ted Hergett is 44 years old, Gearhead Outfitters. I've been told by a good source she's already ran 77 miles this morning.
There's no doubt. Man.
And cycled 30. That's
yes,
what I heard.
Yes.
If you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Monique Coleman is 37 years old today. She is from High School Musical, all of those movies. Gerard Butler is 48. He's the star of the fantastic Geostorm.
Oh my goodness.
Which might have been the biggest flop of the year.
And yeah. He was nominated as one of the People's Sexiest Magazine, or the thing we just talked about.
Yeah.
Men's Sexiest by Deanna. She put a GIF of him on our Facebook page.
So many of those GIFs up there on our page because we're looking for the sexiest man alive. The rumor is that Blake Shelton's going to be on the cover.
Yeah. Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel turns 50 years old today. Whoopi Goldberg is 62. Chris Noth is 63. He was on Sex and the City.
We shared a nickname.
Oh, you did?
What's that?
Never mind. Right? No. Okay, forget that.
And last but not least, we have Julia Michaels, who turns 23, who's known for her song, Issues.
Because I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory.
I know that song.
That's a good one.
Julia Michaels celebrating. She's also a big songwriter, too.
And it's crazy. She's 23, but she's written some big songs out there, including Selena Gomez and Bad Liar.
I like the song, too. I'd work out to this. I'd be bouncing around my garage.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to think about that.
Me in tights.
Right, of course.
That's a good thought. What else has she written that we would know, David?
Justin Bieber and Sorry.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't know she wrote these.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Christy Jones, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, there's been some backlash on Garth Brooks for lip-syncing at the CMAs last week. And now a couple of artists are actually kind of speaking up on that as well, including Miranda Lambert's boyfriend, Anderson East, who actually said on social media he was offended by Garth and says as a performer, it's not an honest performance. And then Miranda commented, backed that up, and said she thought it was, quote, BS.
Oh,
Miranda.
Gosh, why are they doing that?
I'm not sure what she's thinking, but Garth, of course, played 12 shows in 10 days, said his voice wasn't there. Maybe what makes this even worse is that Garth gave her praise on stage and backstage, saying Miranda fought the good fight. So looking at it,
wow.
This just isn't something you say on social media.
You don't pick on the nicest guy in country. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't at all.
So there's baby news in the country world. Congratulations to Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber. They're brand new parents to a baby boy. His name is Barrett Hardy Clay Gilbert, and he was born Saturday in Georgia. Apparently, it was a fairly quick labor. Mom and baby are doing great. And Brantley said, quote, honestly, I'm just speechless watching the delivery. I don't even know what to say. Amber and I are just so thankful and blessed to have this beautiful little boy.
I know what I'd be doing if I watched the delivery.
passing out.
I'd be hitting the floor. So Carrie Underwood hit the floor outside of her home. This is actually a scary story. They said that she was at her home in Nashville on Friday night and fell on the steps and broke her wrist and had all kinds of bruises and contusions. And she actually had to pull out of the show, the Country Rising show in Nashville last night. Carrie tweeted, "Thanks so much for all the well wishes, everybody. I'll be all right. Might just take some time. Glad I've got the best hubby in the world to take care of me."
Aww.
But it did make me think about injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the worst injury you've ever had in your life, Kelly?
10th grade, I broke my elbow.
Ooh. How'd you do it?
I was showing off, and I was trying to jump something out during an earthquake drill. And when I jumped over what I was trying to jump over, I tripped. And I broke my elbow, and so I was out of basketball for the rest of the year.
Worst injury. Mine was probably dislocated shoulders, and they hurt really, really, really bad. Because you can see, like, your shoulder going like this, like it's a shoulder pad, and your arm hanging below it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
David, worst injury.
I've never broken any bones or dislocated anything. You see this little pink mark on my middle finger?
Yeah.
I burnt myself on the stove once.
That's your worst injury?
Yeah, it left a scar. You see it?
Son
it's pretty big.
I need a magnifying glass to see your scar.
No, you don't. It's right here. Here. It's on my middle finger. You see it?
Oh, put that down.
Oh, sorry.
Let's talk worst injuries. If you've hurt yourself, what's your worst injury? 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. I would imagine there's some crazy injuries in KFINE country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What's the worst injury you've ever received? 870-935-KFINE is our number. Hey, who's this?
CJ. I used to rodeo all up till April of last year. I was a bull rider.
Oh.
And worst injury that I ever had, I had 13 stitches across my right area down there.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was in Decatur, Texas. Come off net right next to a bull's head.
Oh.
And he kicked up, come around, and dropped his head and caught me just right. Picked me up and tossed me about, I don't know, 4 or 5 foot. And no big deal. I got up and ran out of the arena. But when I got back there, I realized that something was going on. And I was like, all right, I either A, pissed myself, or B, something's wrong.
Oh.
And I pulled my jeans down, blood poured down my legs. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so, naturally, I was like 19 years old, you know, 8, 9.5 hours from home. And my best friend had to drive me to the hospital because I was too stubborn to go buy ambulance.
Oh.
So the whole way to the hospital, I'm riding in the passenger seat of the car with my legs up on the dash like a pregnant chick, freaking out, going, I'm going to bleed to death. Hurry up.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had crazy injuries, though. But, I mean, that's the craziest one I've ever had, though.
What's your worst injury? 870-935-KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood fell outside of her home the other night and broke her wrist. We were talking about the worst injuries we've ever had, and phone lines are going nuts. 870-935-KFINE. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Justin.
Hey, Justin, what's your worst injury?
I used to rodeo all up till April of last year. I was a bull rider.
Oh.
And worst injury that I ever had, I had 13 stitches across my right area. Down there.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was in Decatur, Texas, come off net right next to a bull's head.
Oh.
And he kicked up,
oh,
come around,
gosh,
and dropped his head and caught me just right, picked me up and tossed me about, I don't know, 4 or 5 foot. And no big deal. I got up and ran out of the arena, but when I got back there, I realized that something was going on, and I was like, all right, I either A, pissed myself, or B, something's wrong.
Oh.
And I pulled my jeans down, blood poured down my legs, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so, naturally, I was like 19 years old, you know, 8, 9.5 hours from home, and my best friend had to drive me to the hospital because I was too stubborn to go buy ambulance.
Oh.
So, the whole way to the hospital, I'm riding in the passenger seat of the car with my legs up on the dash like a pregnant chick, freaking out, going, I'm going to bleed to death, hurry up.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had crazy injuries, though, but, I mean, that's the craziest one I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh. That could be the winner of the whole day.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody else can just hang up.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no way.
Phone lines are going right now. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. You heard the voice of Eric Birch from Birch & Company. He joins us in here.
Good morning.
What's your worst injury of all time?
Man, I, like I said, after hearing that, you don't, it was nothing. You know, I broke my shoulder, you know, so.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing. That's like.
How'd you do it?
I was looking. literally fell out, was in a on a rope swing, you know, go swinging off. Yeah, now that you can watch all the YouTube videos of people swinging off and the rope snapping.
Oh.
So as soon as I swung off, the rope snapped, I landed, and I looked at my best friend. I said, "Hey, I just broke my arm," and he's like, "No." I said, "Oh yeah, I heard it snap." You know, so but there was absolutely no pain. You know, there was nothing at all. My parents weren't home. It was right in front of Walnut Street Baptist Church. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh my gosh!
But again, nothing compared to. But yeah, we went over to our neighbors and knocked on the door, and I told Mr. Abner, "Mr. Abner, can you give me a ride to the hospital? I just broke my arm." And he's like, you know, just sort of looked at me funny. And I said, "I know it sounds crazy, but, you know," and I'm just sitting there holding my arm. Nothing's bleeding or anything else. So, and my mom was an x-ray tech. So I used to sit at the hospital and watch people come in and get x-rayed and get blood taken and all. Mm-hmm. I thought it was all neat. So, yeah, I got to go up there. And I didn't even get a cast. I got like an immobilizer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, like, you go through all that and I get an immobilizer. Nobody can even sign a thing.
You're like, give me a cast.
Yeah, hook me up. Put a cast on my shoulder. All the way up to my shoulder. You know, I wanted to, you know, just, I don't care if it's just for a week. Make me uncomfortable. But, yeah, no. So that was it. So it doesn't even compare.
I forgot. I was always jealous of people who would have a cast as well. I never had one.
I had one, and it was all the way up to my shoulder for close to 4 months.
Was it like the best ever?
I hate it.
But everybody, sign my cast. Sign my cast. You got all the attention.
Yeah, we've had like three kids at the office. Jack's little boy, Christina's little girl, somebody else had broken arm like in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Like playground. Now, that needs to be a call. If your kids got hurt on the playground in the last six weeks. Because we did. We had a tongue that got bit. There were like 7 or 8 stitches. And 2 arms broke in like 2 weeks. But I was like, and Jackie was happy. Little Jackie, he was like, "Oh, look, I got a cast and my dad signed it." And I'm like, "Yeah, I remember I wanted that." I've been wanting that all my life.
That's silly, though.
Will somebody put a cast on me? Can I get a cast today?
I bet there's somebody listening who would do it.
I would like that. I would just like, and I'll just do the wrist up so somebody can sign it.
All right, there you go. Eric Birch, Birch & Company, Monday morning motivation. Get us ready for the week, man.
All right, think about this. And I just driving in this morning, I thought, holy cow, I had like a very, very relaxing weekend. Took it like real easy. Like, what's going on? Well, Ann's been out of town all weekend. So she went on a girls' trip over to Nashville, and I've done like absolutely nothing.
But it's awesome, right?
It's awesome, but I also felt bad this morning.
Okay.
You know, because I thought, okay, what did I get accomplished this weekend? Like, very little. And I'm not even like a big-time football guy, but I like watched a bunch of football.
Right.
You know, because Hayden's 16, he's out and about, he's driving, he's hanging out with his friends, but I like did absolutely nothing. So think about this. Who, and I didn't even know this until like literally today, it like hit me like a ton of bricks. Who motivates you? Who makes you stay on your game?
Mm.
You know, so, and when they're not there, all of a sudden you're not on your game. You're not as sharp. You're not pushing. So, you know, if you read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, this book's like 100 years old and just been reproduced time and time and time again, and just the most amazing book. But they have what's called a mastermind in there, and a mastermind group. And if you think about back in the days where all these amazing people, they literally were all talking, and, you know, Ford and Firestone and Carnegie and just all these guys, they all got together. They knew each other, and they supported each other. They encouraged each other. They were just there. And if you don't have that person, if you don't have somebody that's each and every day motivating you, because think about it. And like I just told you guys, I just walked in from the gym because I've got a group now that motivates me, you know, that holds you accountable. So you've got an accountability partner as well. Because, at 5 o'clock, I don't really want to get out of bed.
No.
You know, I don't know about you guys, and y'all do it even earlier.
It's tough.
But still, it's tough. Yeah. And if you didn't have somebody that you knew, hey, look, if I don't do this, this is who else it's going to affect.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably, roll right back over, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to do it for myself. Because
right.
We won't do these things for ourselves. Inside, we'd be like, I can live in a box. Life is good. I don't need to go out and really push every single day.
Right.
But you get up because of what? Maybe a wife, maybe maybe a spouse, maybe a friend, maybe a child.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden that's what changes your world or where you want to go. So think about that. Who motivates you each and every single day? Who do you get up? What is your, what we call it at the office, what is your why?
Right.
You know, because you're not going to do it for yourself, I promise you. Because how many of us, we failed at dieting, we failed at this, we failed at that, we ate a candy bar knowing what? It wasn't the best thing for us.
Right.
But hey, I want that pleasure over that pain, right?
Yep.
So, and just going through that. So figure that out. If somebody has left you for a day or a week or a month and your life just went,
you know, that's probably that person. So make sure you understand that reason, who's pushing you, what's pushing you, what's motivating you. Have that accountability partner. Have somebody that holds you accountable each and every single day. So find that person, hang out with that person, spend more time with that person, and make sure that you know that you've got to focus on that.
Eric Birch from Birch & Company with your Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking injuries, the worst injury that you've ever received. 870-935-KFINE is our number. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
It's Brianna.
All right, Brianna, what is your craziest injury?
Okay, so mine actually happened about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I have a cake business out of my home. Mm-hmm. And I was mixing the batter with my hand mixer. One of the handles flew off, hit me in the wrist, and it ricocheted off and hit my kitchen window and broke it.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
It sliced me down all the way down to tendons and veins, and you could see bone. If it would have cut me any deeper, I probably wouldn't be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness.
So yeah, what was it, the glass?
Straight across my wrist.
So how's your wrist right now?
It's healing. I can't put pressure or anything on it, but I got a wicked scar, definitely.
How bad's the scar?
Well, I got 10 stitches, and like I said, it's probably a couple inches long.
Oh, my gosh. How much blood?
There was not a drop of blood, and I kid you not.
Now, that's weird, right?
How does that happen?
Yeah, they're saying that it cauterized it whenever it sliced me, like it hit me that hard and it was that hot, that it just pretty much just cauterized it.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy moly.
So I call my husband, and he's at work, and I'm like, I need you to come get me, take me to the ER. And he walked in the house like, what's going on? And then he even freaked. And so 3 hours in the ER.
Oh. So wait, you waited for him to get home, and you could look down into your arm?
Yes, because I didn't drive myself because I was dizzy from it, I guess my adrenaline pumping so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's brutal.
It was brutal, and, I mean, it was excruciating pain, but, I mean, I'm good. I can move it and everything now, and I've actually started my cake business back up.
That's dedication.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have a KFINE Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard to give away. Let's go to the phones and caller number 7-870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're good. We're looking to give away some free KFINE Concretes from Andy's Frozen Custard. Would you like to try to play and win?
Sure.
All right, Aaron, it's time to play our really old game with a really lame name. It's called No
Your
Show. Aaron, we have five facts that relate to either myself, Kelly, or David. You have to get 3 out of 5 right to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, which one of us has a parent that was adopted? Brandon, Kelly, or David?
I'm going to say Brandon.
Boom! Look at that.
There you go.
My mother was adopted out of Okinawa, Japan. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
All right, Kelly, let's go with question number 2.
Okay, who is a massive Oakland Raiders fan? Is it Brandon, Kelly, or David?
David.
Boom!
Wow, she's on fire.
Dude, Aaron's ready to roll this morning. All right, Aaron, which one of us has flown a plane? Is it Brandon, Kelly, or David?
I don't think Brandon would do it.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. That's classic.
Are we talking big plane or like crop duster plane?
Like a smaller plane.
David.
Oh, no.
Nope, never have.
All right, it's Kelly.
I figured it was Kelly, but I didn't know if she ever had the opportunity. And with David being from Wiener, I thought maybe he had flown a crop duster before.
Hey, good guess. All right, next question. Which one of us has worked as a used car salesman? Brandon, Kelly, or David?
Kelly.
Great guess.
All right. No, I did that for my grandfather when I had a mullet, and it was awful. Just the worst.
How many cars did you sell?
None. All right, the final question.
Who is going hunting for duck season opening weekend?
David.
Oh.
Congratulations. We're hooking you up with a free K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is National Kindness Day, and I thought we should do something as a group that was very nice.
Like what?
I like it.
I'm going to go out to lunch with you guys, and you can pay for it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You get to hang out with me.
Exactly. It's a great deal.
You're so kind.
I'm the kindest guy that I've ever met. As a matter of fact, one of my nicknames in school was Mr. Kindness.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's so neat.
It's National Kindness Day all across the country, and we celebrate here in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
And guys, there is a source saying that Gal Gadot is refusing to do the Wonder Woman sequel.
Hmm.
Now, that's if Brett Ratner is one of the producers. Apparently, he's one of the guys being accused of sexual harassment.
Yep.
And so that's not going to fly with her. And basically, she's saying, I'm going to refuse to do it if he's still involved.
Wow.
And she knows the best way to hit people in Hollywood is basically money-wise. So she said, if Warner Brothers, you know, surely that Warner Brothers will side with her. And I'm not thinking that they won't.
Yeah, that's a messy situation. All these new allegations that continue to come out day after day on people.
Right.
And now some celebrities like her, I think it's a great thing for her to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be a part of that.
Right.
Well, speaking of movies, the weekend box office totals are out, and Thor Ragnarok was number one once again at $57 million, bringing that total to $211 million in just 2 weeks. And also new this weekend and coming in at number two was Daddy's Home 2 with $30 million. And then Murder on the Orient Express was a close third at $28 million.
Taylor Swift made an appearance on SNL. She was the musical guest. And of course, she was awesome. Had the internet talking about her. She did her new song, Ready For It. And it sounded awesome. Check it out. She has the microphone with the snake on it.
Yep.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about the craziest injuries you've ever received, and Shannon Sprinkle tweets at us and says, I used to ride bulls. Got my right leg stepped on, but didn't break it, but I did nerve damage from my knee down.
Ugh.
And part of my leg stays numb at all times.
And on our Facebook page, John Douglas says he tore some tendons in his ankle, and then Matthew Davis said he fell down some stairs, hurt his back, and had to go to the ER, and actually cut a hole in his head, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's
crazy injury stories.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Right around this time every morning, Kelly likes to bring us the good news.
You know, with all the negativity happening in the world, I love to bring in stories that have happy endings. So Mary Freights has always loved doing word searches, okay? But as she got older, she's 83 years old now, dementia set in and she found herself unable to participate in them. She couldn't do them as well.
Right.
Well, her 17-year-old grandson, John, was really sad by this and she couldn't do her hobby, what she loved to do. So he came up with a perfect solution. He created this custom set of word puzzles and there's three different differences than normal puzzles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of them's bigger font, simplified words, and then no more backward or diagonal answers.
Gotcha.
There was already a word puzzle collection with larger letters for readers that, you know, couldn't see very well, but no one's ever modified the words to include people that had Alzheimer's or dementia. So every time he showed her a new word search, her eyes lit up. So Mary's reaction to the puzzles was so positive that he presented the word searches to other seniors living in her nursing home where his grandma lives in Massachusetts. And with the help of her senior living community, he published the puzzles into a book called Grandma and Grandpa's Word Searches. And all of the money goes to Alzheimer's research.
Oh, that's sweet.
So the best part of the whole process, he said, when I showed her the book, she was really excited because she was the one who originally suggested that I publish it so other people could enjoy it. Too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So there's your story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we get to have guests in the studio on a regular basis, and we rarely get a guest who comes in here who knows as much about one of us as our
yes.
current guest in the studio. Tanya Thompson joins us in here, and evidently she has known David's family for years.
Years.
So You knew David when he was in school?
I did know David when he was in high school. I taught his little sister in kindergarten, and then I taught her in fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth grade. And now I have the privilege of actually working with David's best friend. He's also a teacher at Wiener Elementary. Mm-hmm. And so I've got a lot of mischievous scoop on old David
I've
over
never
here.
This is the greatest morning ever.
So I thought that David, because he was so shy when he got here, I thought he was probably one of those kids who never did anything wrong his whole time in school. And we're hearing differently.
Well, and as a teacher, I mean, I can tell you it's the quiet ones that you have to worry about.
Yeah, like my sister, because she was quiet just like me. We're just alike. No.
So she's trouble too.
Oh, all
no,
trouble.
No, she was perfect.
Tell us what's going on this weekend in Wiener. I know that we have the fish fry and auction happening coming up on Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday night at 6 o'clock in the Wiener cafeteria, we have a fish fry and auction sponsored by the Wiener School Children's Endowment Fund. And this is a program that's put together by our parents and our community, and it's our largest fundraiser of the year. And the proceeds that we make go to give our children one-to-one technology. It provides technology for the classroom. It provides the funds we need for the backpack program, which provides meals for children outside of school. And then it also funds all of our field trips so that our parents don't have to pay a dime for any of the field trips. And we we have a cultural curriculum, and so we like to take our children as many places as we can, and we love our field trips. So that that helps a lot. And, so it's going to be a good time.
It essentially helps out everything going on with the kids in Wiener.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you really look at it like that, there's all those different things that it's going to help. So tell me about what happens on Saturday and what all is going to be happening out there and how we can help.
All right. Well, at 6 o'clock, we'll begin the fish fry. And the community comes together and they cook the fish. And it's always a great meal. And I'll be honest with you, the best part about it, I mean, the fish is great and all that, but the best thing is the desserts. Never seen a community that can make desserts like this community can. Awesome. The ladies of Wiener, I'm telling you. David knows, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
insane. Like, I just come in and call dibs on everything. and then at 6:30, we have a live auction, not a silent auction. We have the auctioneer. It's so much fun. We've got a lot of items donated so far. If you are a duck hunter or a deer hunter or you have someone that loves to hunt, you need to be here because you're going to want some of these things. So far, we have donated duck calls, paintings, a muskrat hut, which I didn't know until a few minutes ago what that even was.
What is it?
It is a floating duck blind.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's neat.
Yes. That's what you need. And waiters. We've got a couple of big surprises that I can't tell you about. You have to be there for those. And we've got some other things coming in, possibly deer stands. And Farmer Supply has donated in the past acres of spray and things for our farmers. So it's really a good time. And if you've ever spent time in the Wiener community, you know what a special place it is. And we love our kids, we love our school, and the community loves our kids and loves our school. And you can see it when you come out Saturday night.
Where's the fish fry going to be taking place?
It's in the cafeteria there at Wiener.
Oh, so it's inside.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, yes. Even better. Okay, so is this something that's open just for the residents of Wiener, or can everybody come?
We want everyone to come, and all you have to do is give a donation at the door.
Any amount?
Any amount.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yes. In any amount, and it gets you in, and then we like for you to bid on stuff and just have a really good time. My son has already said, you know, we're going, and he wants this, and he wants that. And
so, yes.
Yes.
Look at you. Yes. You have to support the school.
And I say, yes, son, don't forget, I'm a school teacher.
Right. So Saturday, what time is it?
6 o'clock is the fish fry, and the auction begins at 6:30.
Awesome. It's going to be happening in Wiener. It's the fish fry and auction happening this coming Saturday. Tanya, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So yes, there has been quite a bit of backlash on Garth Brooks for the lip-syncing thing at the CMAs from the other night. And now a couple of artists are actually speaking up, including Miranda Lambert's boyfriend, Anderson East. Hmm. Now, he says on social media he was actually offended by Garth Brooks and says as a performer, it's just not one of those honest performances that you should do. And then Miranda backed that up and commented saying it was, quote, BS. Now, Garth actually played 12 shows in 10 days and said his voice wasn't there. And he also gave her praise on stage and backstage, saying Miranda was fighting the good fight. So just looking at it, that's not something you say on social media. If you have a big issue like that, handle it behind the scenes and you're done with it.
So Brantley Gilbert is about to lose a lot of sleep because guess what? He is a daddy. He and his wife, Amber, are brand new parents to a baby boy. They named him Barrett Hardy Clay Gilbert. He was born on Saturday. It was a fairly quick labor. Mom and dad and baby are doing great. And congratulations to Brantley.
Carrie Underwood was at her home on Friday night right outside of Nashville where she fell and actually broke her wrist. She had to cancel the Country Rising event she was supposed to be at last night. She's tweeted, and I quote, "Thanks so much for all the well wishes, everybody. I'll be all right. Might just take some time. Glad I've got the best hubby in the world to take care of me." And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Anything big on your radar today?
A-State basketball tonight at the First National Bank Arena. Tip-off set for 7 o'clock tonight.
What you got going on
today? My son has a basketball game this afternoon, so I'll be headed to that.
All right, we're getting a dog. Another dog, because that's what we need, is another dog in our life.
Oh, yeah.
Kai's already picked out the name for the dog that we don't have.
Oh, so he's like Blake Shelton then.
He is like that.
Yeah.
I'll name the dogs. Hey, Blake Shelton very well could be People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
Could be.
It's a rumor out today. Okay, so tonight, Monday Night Football, what do we have, David?
Well, tonight you have the Carolina Panthers hosting the Miami Dolphins.
Plus on TV tonight, Dancing with the Stars, where the pros are going to hand select a song for their partner to dance to. And this is going to be the voice playoffs where basically they kick off half the team.
Sheesh.
So that's tonight on TV. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning.